Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 842 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today coming from Glenn, but before we get to that, let's talk about really quick today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, an amazing company I've been using for years now. And it's also serving over 3 million small business owners with helping us manage our business finances. So keeping track of income, automatically keeping track of expenses, and also helping with invoicing, making it really easy to bill somebody literally in less than 30 seconds. And you can keep track of who opens those invoices, who has yet to pay you, all the things you need to run your business. So check it out. You can go for free for 30 days. In a trial by going to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Alrighty, now here's today's question from Glenn.
Hi, Pat. This is Glenn Johnson of livefitlean.com. And I have a question because I don't really know where else to turn. I've been following you for about 3.5 years now. I started a online business shortly after that. It's a health improvement, weight management program system with health coaching. I do a podcast and articles. And, you know, I'm wondering what happens if a person follows all of your advice, or at least all of the advice that they practically can, and it's still not working. My business still has not really taken off. I haven't moved the needle much past after the first 6 or 9 months. Where do I turn? What am I missing? How is there any sort of a checklist, or how does a person know if they're, at least if they think they're doing everything that they should be doing and following your advice and all these things, if it's just not working? Now, granted, I didn't do absolutely everything, but some things were prohibitive due to money or time. Also, the fact of prioritizing, some things are more important than others, and maybe not quite understanding which is more important. So any advice you can give, I've loved all your advice. It's been really helpful. Otherwise, I would have given up a really long time ago, and I feel like I'd be just treading water out in the middle of the ocean. So you at least gave me some direction and some things to do, practical advice, which has been great. I just don't feel that it's working for me. And frankly, I feel like a failure because I hear all these people come on that you've had on saying how well it worked, and yet it's not working for me. So what am I missing? Thank you for all you do. And thanks in advance for your response.
Hey, Glenn, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate your vulnerability and your honesty. You know, you had mentioned 6 to 9 months and not really seeing the needle move. I remember for most of my most successful businesses, such as smartpassiveincome.com, with greenexamacademy.com, with foodtrucker.com, you know, each of those took about 1.5 years from the inception of those ideas and the implementation of them and actually the start of them to actually see any results that were somewhat meaningful. And so the first thing I want to say is you just need to give yourself more time. Now, I don't want to say keep doing exactly the same thing you're doing right now and just wait and hope. No, you want to be proactive about this. But I also want to say, and just kind of premise this by this answer by saying, you know, we need to be more patient as entrepreneurs. And I'm not saying that you aren't being patient, and it's obvious that you are proactive. It's obvious that you are keeping track of things and you are looking to succeed. And that's fantastic. Those are some of the most important elements of a successful entrepreneur. But another important component of it, and another important characteristic, is giving things a little bit of time. Now, I can't necessarily dive into everything at this point, Glenn. It might be interesting to perhaps invite you on the podcast at some point, not this podcast, but the Smart Passive Income podcast, to talk through a lot of this. And if that's something you're interested in, let me know. And we can talk this through live and actually start to dissect some of this, because there's a lot more going on here. I'd love to learn about the details of the things that you are actually doing, and uncover some of the things that perhaps are wasting your time, or uncover some of the opportunities that you may not be taking a hold of. So if that's something of interest to you, send me an email, pat@smartpassiveincome.com. And I don't want like 1,000 invites from people to do the same thing. This is something that I love to do, but I do it on a kind of as I find people, in case, like if people email me saying, hey, Pat, I have this thing that I'm working on. It's not quite there yet. Can you have me on the show? I usually say no. These usually come through little random instances like this. So just saying that so I don't get bombarded with a bunch of them. But Glenn, I'd love to invite you on the show because I think this will be helpful for other people as well. But if somebody follows my advice and it's still not working, I know that they either didn't give it enough time yet, or they have other things going on that are stopping them from actually doing really the work that they should be doing. The system works, and people, as you said, have found success with it. But a lot of times we hear these stories of success in the media, on podcasts, on blogs, and we don't really fully understand the story and everything and all the struggles that went into it. And Glenn, don't worry, you're not alone. There's a lot of people going through the same things as you, and wanting to give up, or just not understanding why things aren't working the way they are. And what's interesting is that each and every individual has a different sort of response, and each and every individual has a different set of sort of, okay, well, what do we do next? Instructions. I wish I could just have a cookie cutter thing for when people do the work and they are met with a brick wall. That brick wall comes in many different shapes and sizes and forms. And I would love to discuss this with you more often. But let me see if I can dive into this a little bit more without knowing sort of exactly what you are doing. You know, one of the things I would challenge you on is, are you actually getting connected with other people out there in the same industry as you? That by far is the number one thing that has helped launch many of the different kinds of businesses that I've created and the businesses that other people have shared on the SPI podcast and other people I've come across. It's the relationships that you build that are really important. So, you know, I would challenge you. I would say, hey, Glenn, can you make a list of 20 people that you have had contact with who are also in the same space as you? And what kind of value have you provided them? And what kind of conversations have you had with them? Depending on the list of that you create and the size of it, you know, it could be very clear that there is still some work to do, because that is a very important component of it. You know, a lot of the things in terms of setting up a website and the technology and the setting up your platforms and providing content out there, that's important, yes, and that's sort of foundational, right? But then what is also foundational are the relationships that you build with other people in the same space, because really, nobody can do this alone. And you need to put yourself out there. You need to get uncomfortable. So I would love to see kind of how uncomfortable are you getting yourself? You know, is it just, are you on a content hamster wheel, or are you actually going out there and meeting people and inviting people to come on your show or onto your blog and vice versa? Are you coming up with anything unique in the industry that other people would want to get a hold of and actually share with their audience as well? You know, these are things that are, you know, requirements. So I would feel like maybe not all of the advice has been taken if that's not the case. So anyway, just sharing that, and hopefully it either gives you some guidance from this point forward, or also helps other people too. Now, I'm not saying all this saying that you're not trying or you're not doing a good job. And again, remember, you are still very early in the process, and in a space like fitness, it can be especially daunting because there are a lot of people serving a lot of people out there. But that doesn't mean that it can't be done. It just means it has to be kind of figured out in a different sort of way that may be a little bit more challenging than with other industries. Now, does that mean you should move to another industry? No, not necessarily. I'd love to dive into, in a conversation, what your superpowers are, what it is that you have to offer that other people do not, what some of your experiences are, and how you might be able to utilize that to form these relationships that I was talking about, or bring that traffic into the website. Or perhaps it's a platform issue. What's your primary source of content in terms of the type, and are you utilizing it in context, contextually, in the way that it should be? You know, a lot of things to dive into, which is why I think this is worthy of a much bigger conversation. So if that's of interest to you, let me know. But Glenn, hopefully this gives you a starting point at least, and for all those out there listening, perhaps a little bit of inspiration for you as well. And yeah, Glenn, so either way, let me know. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show anyway. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. Also, remember, you can get a 30-day free trial of FreshBooks by going to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by Andrew Jackson. He says, "Take time to deliberate, but when the time for action arrives, stop thinking and go in." That's a good piece of advice. Stop thinking, right? All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.